And nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Children's Album this year is the album that this is the title track on. Press Play is the name of the song, and Brady Reimer is here with us. Hi, Brady.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Thanks for being here with us this morning. It's probably fun to hear yourself on the radio. And congratulations on your nomination. Tell me a little bit about yourself, how you came to become somebody that's been creating award-winning children's albums.
Yeah, hi. I've been playing music my whole life, ever since I've been in 6th grade, 7th grade with my brother and my friends out in the garage making rock and roll and making a ruckus, you know? So I've always enjoyed that in my life, and I've done that professionally. But then when I had kids, back in the 90s, 1990s sometime, I just started wanting to write songs for them and write songs about being a dad and being a family. And then next thing I know, a new career happened for me, and it's been so much fun just to connect with the families and write kids' music.
Well, and you've done quite well, the little band that could accompanying you, and it's got to be excited to be nominated for a Grammy. If memory serves, this is your 8th album, right?
This is our 8th album, and this is our 3rd Grammy nomination. So we've been together for a while, and it feels, you know, it's great. It's great to be able to make some real music with some people and have it recognized like that. It's just wonderful.
Well, hopefully the third time is the charm, although you're in very good company with some great artists nominated.
Sure.
Let's take a listen to a little bit more of Press Play here.
Okay.
Here's a song from the same album called Don't Knock It Till You Try It. And nice, relatable lyric, and you'll never love it till you like it is a great hook, too. When you write music for kids, I have a feeling you're not necessarily writing music for kids. I think you're writing music for people of all ages. Is that the case?
Yes, I guess that's how it comes out in the wash, right? I think first and foremost, I start with myself, honestly. I write things that seem exciting to me, that I've been inspired by. You know, if I go to a school and I talk to some kids, or I visit with a family or a friend or my own family, things inspire me. So it starts there, and as I feel that, you know, as long as I can be passionate about it and get excited about it, it seems to communicate to a family and to kids. And I love it when a family finds something in the music, like, you know, Don't Knock It Till You Try It. They hear the soul in there, you know, they hear the groove in there, they hear the musicians playing the horn line, and then, like you just heard, some of the lyrics, and then hopefully they're universal, you know. We all got to try stuff, right?
Absolutely. Well, tell me, when you're performing, you've got some pretty complicated arrangements here. Are you traveling and performing live with a lot of musicians?
As much as we can, you know. Some shows we were able to do a 5 or 6 piece band, and yeah, we're able to kind of recreate the record. And I have a great horn player out in New Jersey who I've been working with my whole life. So you know that he can pull together. So he can do some horn arrangements and. Yeah, you know what? The band, I'll do a little bragging on the band. These guys are some really guys and gals are just amazing players. So we fill up the space. I mean, you know, it's good, I think, to have the live thing sound a little different than record because we're not recreating that. And every time we play those songs, they're different, you know. And but I definitely love having musicians around me and filling the room with some beautiful sounds. So
yeah, there's a real energy that comes out as people listen to you. One of the songs that is on the album is called Hold This Home Together. Let's listen to that. Nice bass line there at the beginning. And it builds just like any great pop song. You take the birds, I've got the bees. You soothe the nightmares, I'll fix the knees. You bake the dumplings, I'll make a stew. You be the tape and I'll be the glue. We'll hold this home together. And I can just picture kids relatively easily learning these lyrics, singing them with parents, and even creating their own lyrics along the same metaphor that the song has. And it makes me think about riding in the car, singing along, and enjoying a family trip. What was it like? I know this is the third time around for you in 4 years, but it's still going to be a thrill to get that call or text and find out that you're nominated. What happened this year?
Yes, it is a thrill, and it's an honor, and it never gets old, and we're just really, you know, full of thanks and gratitude. this year, my wife and I are involved in this business. My wife Bridget, and we call her the chief optimist. That's her role, and she plays it well. So unfortunately, we weren't together when the nominees were announced. She was in an airport, I think in Orlando, but we were on the phone together, and we were, you know, like you said, a call or a text. We were actually online looking at the the updates. So we saw it together, and it was just a thrill. You know, like, you work hard on these albums, and you spend a lot of time writing the songs and making the music with everybody, and so it's a very sweet thing to be able to get the recognition like this.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck with it. It's you know, you've got another week or so to find out, and I want to suggest if you go to BradyReimer.com, you can find out about the other albums, 8 in all, and it's Reimer without the H in rhyme, just R-Y-M-E-R. And the Grammy nominated album is called Press Play. And I hope that you do well and enjoy the ceremonies coming up. Anything else you wanted to mention?
No, I just, you know, I wanted to thank you for, you know, for putting a spotlight on this music. And I know you're having the other nominees on there, and so happy that you know, you're featuring them, and you're playing this music, and also that you just, you know, so attentive to it and listening to and appreciating the things. And so hello to the other nominees. I'm, you know, so happy to be involved and be a friend and a fan of them all.
Thanks, Brady. I hope you all win. Everyone.
Listen, a five-way tie would be awesome.
Thanks, Brady.
Okay,
that's Brady Reimer. The Grammy-nominated children's album, Press Play. There's a lot of great music for kids and adults if you look hard enough. You can sing my song, and I will sing yours. See how another's feeling, going round revolving doors.